We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Not doing such a great job on collecting the fines, Phil.
Well, it is interesting. You know, the BART, like I said, fare jumping is a big problem. They estimate it could be $25 million or more. It also, you know, leads to problems in the system because chances are the person that's jumping the fine or fare evading or going through the gates improperly might be wind up taking the whole seat and going to sleep on it, might be robbing your cell phone, might be doing a whole lot of different things that are just pretty annoying and leading to a drop in ridership. So BART sends these squads out there, both police and civilians in uniforms. They're called fare evasion inspectors, and they ask you for proof of payment. Okay, so they issued about 67,000 tickets, all right? 6,700 tickets.
Right, okay. Last year.
Last year.
Yep.
And then they said, okay, and I said, so I went a while back and said, well, how many people are actually paying them? And it turned out that only about 1 out of 10 are actually paying the tickets. So I said, well, what happens to the other 9 out of 10? They said, oh, don't worry about that. We give those over to the state franchise tax board, and they collect it.
Okay, and in theory, what they can do is, for example, garnish your state income tax refund. Right.
Right. That's one thing. Okay. Or the lottery winnings, yeah. Or if you have some property lying around.
So we think there might be BART fare evaders who have won the lottery?
Well, right.
Anyway,
the BART police chief told me there are not a lot of lottery winners in this group. Okay.
The point being, there's a mechanism. And then you dug a little deeper and found what?
Well, what I found out is that I said, okay, so how does the tax board hunt these people down if, in fact, they can get the money? And it turns out that the overwhelming majority, all but 541 tickets, are basically washed out. They're washed out because they were given the people that were cited gave wrong addresses, gave wrong names. You couldn't track their social security number. You can't find them. So it came down to 541 actually made the cut for the state transport board to actually look at. And then I found out that, okay, of those, you know, they didn't have lottery winnings. They didn't have a tax return coming. They didn't have that. And then on top of that, if they happen to have some money that the state could grab, they are not, BART's not first in line, because if they have child support, spousal support, or other payments, they
okay.
take it.
Can
the
we
long
cut
and
to the
short,
chase here? How many?
One. For $95.
Now you, 90, wait, say that again, because I might have missed that.
One for $95. In other words, it looks like it was a fine with maybe a penalty on it, but The what this really drives home is the point is that, you know, why do they do it this way? Because they don't want to criminalize people fare evading. And so it's a civic fine rather than a criminal fine. They don't want people being arrested for it. They made it kind of clear. They wanted the fare evasion program to be an educational experience. They wanted to educate people and make them aware that they should pay.
Because they want to be welcoming, Phil.
Exactly. And the result is they're very welcoming. And the people, you know, that it's you know, the motto could be, pay if you want. If you don't, go ahead.
Well, it's kind of like the roadside fruit stand, you know, a pile of lemons and a bucket. And if you want to, they're 10 cents each. Please leave them. They obviously have had, this last week has not been good for them. The grand jury report,
Steve, I'm going to tell you, I think it has been good. Because it hasn't been good because the grand jury report, questions about the gates hardening, the questions like mine about is it really working, that's what BART really needs to deal with. And the BART board needs to deal with. Not just these platitudinal programs that they put out there to make everybody feel good or like what they're doing. The BART staff knows it's not working. The BART directors need to get the message it's not working either, because the riders know it's not working, and that's why they're leaving. So reports like this are good because, as they would say at BART, it's a teachable moment.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.